The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Port Moeller Genetics show some more Nooshigak District fish are inbound, and the east side waits on something to show. It's Wednesday, June 28th. I'm Dave Benninger. Thanks for having us on board. Coming up tonight, Paul Solomone slows them down a bit in Igigik and Ugashik.
Well, the short story in both systems is we're not seeing any fish move into the rivers. So Igigik has fallen off considerably. I think some of it might be due to the easterlies we've had here.
Plus, we'll scope out a drift boat plucked from the jaws of defeat and resalvage to fish once again, and find out about a new Bristol Bay floating processor being built in Sitka. We'll also check in with some of you.
It kind of slowed down yesterday, and this morning wasn't that much, but we expect another real big pickup here very shortly.
All that's ahead on tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
KDLG News is made possible in part by the generous support of the LFS store in Naknek, with a hydraulics guy on staff through June. LFS at 246-4490.
Reminder, you can catch this program at 6, 10, and 2 a.m. nightly and online at kdlg.org. Keep in touch by calling 907-842-5281 or drop us a line at fish@kdlg.org. Here is the summary of your Bristol Bay run by the numbers. Total harvest Tuesday was 630,000 sockeye, pushing the season total now to 4.6 million. That's out of a preseason forecast of 27.5 million fish. The total run to Bristol Bay counting escapement is now 6.8 million. That's out of a preseason forecast of 41.5 million fish. Let's break that down by district. In Ugashik, the catch Tuesday was just 1,300 sockeye, season total 140,000 on the books. Ugashik River escapement, first day of counting, tallied up 114 sockeye. The in-river estimate is 15,000. Combined, that puts the total run to the Ugashik district at 155,000 fish. Preseason forecast calls for 5.5 million. Igigik District did not report any harvest Tuesday. Cumulative catch there is 1.4 million. Igigik River escapement was 6,900. Season total passage is 196,000. The bottom end of the Igigik River escapement goal range is 800,000. Total run to the Igigik District now 1.6 million. Preseason forecast calls for 10.6 million. Naknek Quijack fished Tuesday, landing 41,000 sockeye. Season total harvest there now 78,000. Naknek River escapement was 11,100 fish. That's the biggest push yet. Total so far is 30,200. The bottom end of the Naknek River escapement goal range is 800,000. Long way to go. The Quijack River counted a couple of hundred fish. Season total passage still less than 2,000. Total district run is 110,000 sockeye, 16 million more to go. The Nooshigak fleet landed 580,000 sockeye Tuesday, down from the 1 million catch the day before. Total district catch there so far just over 3 million. The Nooshigak River escapement, first the Chinook. 2,800 were counted past the sonar Tuesday, pushing the season total to just under 24,000. The in-river king goal for the Nooshigak is 95,000. Nooshigak's sockeye escapement was 46,000 Tuesday, season total 938,000. That's just a bit over the top end of the escapement goal range now. Wood River escapement Tuesday was 136,000 sockeye, season total 924,000 through Tuesday. The midpoint of the goal on the Wood River is 1.25 million. The Agushik Tower counted 11,000 sockeye Tuesday, season total 60,000. Lower end of the goal for the Agushik is 150,000. Togiak fleet caught 8,500 sockeye Tuesday, season total 18,000. Still no counts there. That's your Bristol Bay catch and escapement. Average drift delivery size for those that did fish. Naknek Kwejek posting 168. Nooshigak 798. And Togiak 198. Let's run down the permit and vessel registrations. This is as of 4 p.m. this afternoon, courtesy of Tim Sands. Ugashik, 190 permits are registered, going to 203 in 48 hours. 193 vessels registered in Ugashik going to 151. They're going to 151 in 48 hours. Right now, 51 D boats. Igigik District, 466 permits registered to fish, adding 3 in 48. There are 361 vessels registered in Igigik, adding 2 in 48 hours, 105 D boats. Naknek Kwejak, 262 permits registered, adding 3 in 48. 235 vessels registered, going to 261 in 48. 27 D boats currently fishing Naknek Kwejak. Nooshigak still with the largest fleet, no big surprise there. As of 4 o'clock, there are 626 permits in the district registered to fish. Still expecting to add 21 more in 48 hours. That's 483 vessels going to 499 in 48. 143 D boats currently. And Togiak, 37 permits on 37 vessels. No plans given for change in the next 2 days. Baywide, that's a total of 1,581 permits registered today. Another 70 dropping in 48 hours. There are 1,255 boats registered. 326 of them are doubled up. Again, tonight we are eagerly awaiting catch results from Port Moeller. If we get those during the 6 o'clock broadcast, we'll have them for you tonight. If not, we'll have them again in the AM news. Yesterday's catch was the biggest yet, with a daily index of 52, up from 13 the day before and 26 on Sunday. Station 2, 15 sockeye. Station 4, 1. Station 6, 19. Station 8, 6. And a big day at Station 10, recording 68 sockeye, split pretty evenly between the two mesh sizes. Station 12 had 26 fish. Station 14 had 18 sockeye. Again, we're still waiting on today's catches and still waiting on an interpretation from Dr. Scott Rayborn. Hope to have that for you tomorrow. He did issue the genetic stock composition estimates from the June 22nd through June 25th catches. Let's break that down here in descending order. Again, this is the genetics from Port Moeller's catches from between June 22nd and June 25th. Igigik River accounting for 32.5% of those. Wood River, 20%. Nooshigak, 20%. That's a total of 40% there to the west side. North Peninsula, 12%. Naknek River fish, 7%. Ugashik was 6%. Alagnak River fish, 2%. And fractions of a percent to the Kwejak, Kuskokwim, Igushik, and Togiak natal streams. Again, stock compositions from June 22nd to 25 catches at Port Moeller. Finally, Area M's North Penn fleet fished Monday and Tuesday, landing 94,000 sockeye, then 110,000 sockeye yesterday. Most of that catch in the outer Port Hyden section. That's the numbers portion of our broadcast tonight. Pencils down. We'll be back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by generous support from Bristol Bay Native Corporation, following a Fish First policy to sustain and promote the economic and cultural value of wild Alaska salmon in the Bristol Bay watershed.
It's June 28th. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. I'm Dave Benninger. Thanks for keeping us tuned in tonight. Let's check in with area management biologist Paul Solomone on those Igigik and Ugashik districts that have been a little slow of late.
Well, the short story in both systems is we're not seeing any fish move into the rivers. So Igigik has fallen off considerably. I think some of it might be due to the easterlies we've had here the last couple days, but there's nothing moving into Igigik, certainly not enough at this point, and we're starting to fall behind the historic curve. Ugashik's still within the realm of, it's a little on the early side, but same story. There's nothing not enough moving in to get a commercial opportunity going.
Sounds like from your announcement earlier, you're going to play it on the escapement safe side here for at least a day or so. Is that, what's kind of the thinking behind next day or two's worth of managing?
It's kind of the same story in both, but in Igigik, there should have been something in the district this morning after taking a couple tides off. I didn't get the sense of that from talking to people on site. My in-river test numbers will be available around 8 o'clock tonight. So this morning's tide was not very productive, and the last night's tide was not very productive. So I'm not sure what's going on just yet. I do think the fish were pushed off the beach by the wind, and if they rebuild and move back in tonight, I'll be looking at opportunity tomorrow. If they don't, I'll be in the same boat tomorrow as I am today with no passage. Ugashik, the inside the set net only opportunity yesterday, produced very small numbers of fish. We barely have enough to get by the confidentiality issues. I think it was about 1,200, which is very low passage. Port Molar numbers suggest the Ugashik component's about 6%, and that's 6% of what is always the question. But that's a fairly small signal for right now. So I'm just going to be cautious just to see where we go, and when we start seeing fish pass up in the river, we'll talk about opportunity after that.
Paul Solomone, thanks for chiming in here tonight. Travis Ellison manages the Naknek Quijack and unexpectedly put the fleet out yesterday and again tonight. Earlier, he explained his reasoning.
When we started test fishing on yesterday morning, initially we had some good sets right away close to the mouth, and then we also had reports of good subsistence catches up into the Naknek River. Very good subsistence catches, actually. And so using that information, we figured the fish would come up on the following tide, and so we put the fleet out, and it worked because we got about 38,000 fish off of that tide into the river for escapement, and then we caught 43,000 yesterday during the period. So that's the kind of initial volume that I've been watching for to start fishing on, and we were able to get on it right away instead of waiting several tides to start fishing on it. So that part was good. It's hard to say what today's going to bring, although I do expect that we'll at least have somewhat of a consistent volume to be able to keep going here. And the other thing we got going on is low boat numbers, so that makes it a little easier to fish and maintain escapements at the same time.
Travis, good to hear from you tonight as well. Just ahead of our 6 p.m. broadcast, we were able to connect by phone with a fisherman/tenderman who is on the east side giving some more fishing a go tonight.
Name is Pete Caruso. I'm a shore-based tender for Ocean Beauty Seafoods, and my wife, Annette, is running our set net operation on the north side of the Naknek River on the point.
So you've got all your bases covered here this season.
Yes, I do. Got everything in full swing. Everybody's working out the cobwebs of everything and waiting for the run to produce here.
Great. So we're speaking to you here Wednesday, Wednesday evening, a little bit more fishing time being offered. What's on your mind? What do you think? What are you seeing?
Well, we're not seeing a whole lot right now. We might see a little bit more than last night, but not very much. It was somewhat dead on the beach. Just got done talking to a friend of mine out on the south line, and not much happening there, so it looks like it's in the mirror last night's tide.
Does this give you any concern at all about run strength or timing? It seems like the past 2 years this has been the story.
No, I'm not concerned about it. I think last year I didn't start picking up fish until roughly July 2nd, and then I had a really good year for hauling fish on the beach. The set netters did real well here. So, no, I'm not, no concern at all. I'm kind of liking the way the run's kind of shaping up myself. Nooshadak's popping pretty good. Igigik hasn't taken off. Of course, we haven't here in the Nakmekwijek. And Ugashik is just kind of, you know, starting a little bit, which is good for the canneries. The last thing we want to see is a condensed run to where the canneries, the processors can't handle it, and then all of a sudden we go on limits. I've been here 39 years or so, and you know, this is nothing normal, the weight gain. I've learned to have a lot of patience over the years, and of all the rivers in the Bristol Bay, the Mighty Kwijak seems to kick in, so it will.
Thanks, Pete. One more voice, or two more voices, rather, from the fishery. Someone here we always enjoy hearing from, but never seems like it's due to good reasons when it's during the season.
We fished this morning, and the fish weren't chilling down, so we ran, checked it out, and there was a big prion leak in the cooling system, so we had to run up here and get it fixed, and we're going to run right out.
Robin Samuelson there. Hope it got sorted out. Samuelson has been among the Nooshagak fleet this season.
The other day when there was a million fish caught, there was this fish all over. It was unbelievable. It kind of slowed down yesterday, and this morning wasn't that much, but we expect another real big pickup here very shortly.
Samuelson took a minute to say he's not critical about any over-escapement on the west side, tipping his hat to Tim Sands for keeping an eye out for the Kings before that first fishing period was offered.
Well, I think Tim did the right thing. He held us off on fishing. Yeah, more reds got up the river. But the Kings are very important. They're important for the sport fishery and subsistence fishery and us commercial fishermen, and we wanted him to hold off.
Samuelson caught wind of those genetics from Port Moeller while he was in town and thinks the Noosh is still going to see some big days ahead.
The closer we get to July 1st, July 4th, the run's going to turn on, and it's going to turn on any tide now.
One more fisherman we bumped into this morning helped describe what happened to the Dillingham Boat Harbor when that big 24-foot tide got pushed in by the east winds. The floats were underwater in some places, and there was a bit of near swimming to get to and from shore. Chris Itolmaria spoke with KDLG about it.
When I was trying to get down to the boat, this morning when I was trying to get down to the boat early because I need to work on drain plugs, the flood was so high that I couldn't get to the ramp on the south end of the boat harbor. So I had to wait another hour or so and kill my time shopping in the store. And it took a while before I could reach the water, went down to just good enough to get down to the boat.
If we don't find you around the harbor or the beach, but you'd like to give an update, give us a call here at 907-842-5281. You can even leave us a voicemail or send an email to fish@kdlg.org. We appreciate the text messages. Also, you can find our cell phones on the back of the KDLG schedules that we passed out at the beginning of the year. Continuing tonight's program, many of you know by now that we left a reporter in Naknek for the season to help track down stories that are hard to get to here from the Dillingham side. By the way, we appreciate the support from the BBRSDA, Alaska Eagle Eye, and LFS in Naknek to make that happen. Well, KDLG's Caitlin Tan recently spoke with a skipper who found a 1979 vessel that was bound for the dump after it had caught fire, and he salvaged it for use this season. She sent back this story.
Last fall, Patrick O'Neill saw a half-burnt-up boat in the Homer Boatyard. Not many people would have seen potential in it, but he did.
I'm going to buy that boat and fix it up.
The 1979 boat fished Bristol Bay for many years. It was originally called the Odic. 2 years ago, a skipper attempted to upgrade her, but it ended with the engine room on fire, leaving the Odic out of commission, set to go to the landfill. She sat around for 2 years, the front half rotting from the fire, weather, and age. But as someone who's fished off and on since the 80s, O'Neill saw the potential. She already had a flush deck and individual flush holes.
That's where I was able to take a lot of my fishing experience and build it how I wanted it. And I wanted it to be very simple, somewhat minimalist, and functional and efficient, and less stuff on it.
Between himself and a few Homer businesses, the aluminum boat was restored to brand new this spring. He installed new hardware, cabin, engine, hydraulics, and an 8.5-ton RSW.
And it helps save the environment and employs the people, utilizes the local businesses, and it was actually a fun project. And a fisherman gets to know his own boat at the same time.
He paid $5,000 for the boat and kept costs to a minimum. O'Neill renamed her to the Koyukuk after his favorite river in Alaska. There were a few moments early on where O'Neill questioned his decision to salvage the boat. Those moments normally came while he was digging through burnt rubble, staring at a bunch of foreign-looking parts. But now, sitting in his refurbished deck cabin, making a hot cup of coffee, O'Neill pointed to the various welds and hardware he helped install.
Oh, absolutely. I know it inside and out. And I'm still learning stuff about it.
The Koyukuk will have its post-salvage maiden season soon, fishing in the Naknak Kwijak, where its skipper suspects she'll fish with the best of the boats on the water. In Naknak, I'm Caitlin Tan.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.
That's just about it for tonight's show. We're running out of time. We'll save a story about a new Bristol Bay floating processor being built in Sitka for tomorrow night's show. A couple of messages to send out to the fleet. This one from Matthew Olson, message going out to his brother Wesley Overbeck on the fishing vessel Bellwether. Wesley, your brother writes in to say, look forward to your phone call when you're not busy. Says, we are praying for your safety and encourage you to hang in there and catch lots of fish. Again, with love from the Olson family to Wesley Overbeck. Message in from Richard Patrick. He writes, please send this if you can. We listen to your broadcasts online daily. Quinn, Eric, and crew on the Sabina. Mom, dad, and family are following the season daily from Tacoma, Seattle, and Mammoth Lakes. They say, we've not heard from you in 4 days, but that makes sense considering you are in the noosh. Keep your heads down and hearts up. Fill her up. We love you. Again, that message out to Quinn, Eric, and crew on the Sabina. If you have messages you'd like to send out to the fleet on this program, fish@kdlg.org or give us a call here at the station. Your marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay waters. Tonight, east winds of 15 knots, seas 3. Tomorrow, northeast 15, becoming north in the afternoon, seas 3. Tomorrow night, north winds 15 knots, becoming northeast after midnight, seas 3. Friday's forecast, east winds of just 10 knots. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, variable to 10, seas 4 tonight. Tomorrow, variable 10, seas 4. Thursday night, variable 10, seas 2. And Friday, variable 10, seas 3. Not much of a blow going on around here. We'll have more for you tomorrow, including a sports update. This show, which airs 7 days a week and is dedicated to covering the greatest salmon fishery on earth, is made possible with the generous support of our underwriters and individual donations from listeners and you, the fishing fleet. With help from the rest of the KDLG News team, I'm Dave Benninger. Good night, good fishing, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
This is public radio for Alaska's Bristol Bay. This is KDLG.